Scientists from Tennessee recently discovered two species of bacteria that have never been seen before and are difficult to grow in a lab. They came from man-made water sources in Putnam County, and the researchers want to find out just how big of a threat they pose to humans. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
The researchers from Tennessee Tech and MTSU were trying to study something they already knew about, a pathogen that thrives in the water of industrial air conditioning systems and in hot tubs. So they took water samples and studied them in the lab. MTSU researcher Mary Ferrone says they found a lot of single-celled organisms living in the water, which is common, but then they found something unusual.
I myself didn't want to believe it. It's almost when you first see something new, you're not really sure if that's what you're really seeing.
Ferrone says what they saw were these bacteria living inside the nucleus of the single-celled organisms.
Using them almost like what we think of as a Trojan horse, sort of hiding in there, growing and replicating, and then bursting out in large numbers.
They also found something more alarming. In the lab, they were able to transfer one of these bacteria species into human cells.
That's where our research is heading, trying to determine whether or not these are actually pathogens for humans.
The newly discovered bacteria have the names Burkiella aquae and Burkiella cookvillensis. They're named after co-researcher Sharon Burke, after the aquae or water they were found in, and after Cookville, where the water samples were taken. Ferrone says she doesn't think the city will get a bad rap, even if the bacteria turn out to be dangerous. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.